Welcome to the latest podcast from Talking About Loss, the bereavement support charity for East Yorkshire based in Market Wheaton. I'm Tony Barker. Providing support for those who lose someone or something in their lives is what Talking About Loss is all about. It's also encouraging to hear stories about people who try and take positive steps to move on. Steph Marshall from Pocklington is one of those people. Steph, firstly, tell me about your loss. It's your sister, isn't it?
Hi. I lost Sean, my sister, to suicide on the 24th of August 2015. Even saying that now is surreal. I still can't believe that I haven't seen her for nearly 5 years now. And never in a million years thought that it would happen to us. Sean, she was... We've always said she was beautiful inside and out. She was a complete party animal. She'd always be dancing with her hands up in the air, probably on a table somewhere. And she'd do anything for anyone, and she always put everybody before herself. Losing Sean to suicide has been the hardest thing that we've had to live with and are still living with. When Sean died, I instantly went into autopilot and tried to focus on everyone else and look after everyone. I forgot to take care of myself until this last October time, when I started to open up more about my feelings, my emotions, which obviously opened up the floodgates. The more I talked about my feelings, the anxiousness, the stress, the grief, the better I started to feel.
Can I ask though, how much do you understand why your sister did take her own life?
I understand more now about the mental health side, how much control the mind does have into you making a decision like taking your own life. It's almost like it's a disease of the mind, which people don't often understand. Me included, before I lost Sean to suicide, I used to think, why would somebody do that? How selfish? How could they leave their family? But having lost Sean and knowing that Sean would have never in a million years left her family, it made me realise more just how the mind can work and how mental health is so important. I'm no therapist. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I know that in that moment in time, the person that is feeling that way is just trying to escape the pain and just... feeling, the mind tells them that that is the only way to do it, and it obviously isn't. I always hope that the first way to helping you not feel that way is talking.
What I liked about the fact the way you've approached all this as well, Steph, is fundraising. Because tell me about the fundraising you've done, which have been helping you, I suppose, and your family cope with all this.
In memory of Sean, we've tried to do some form of fundraiser on her birthday, which is June the 9th. The first couple of years, we hired the Longsborough Village Hall, and we asked the gospel choir who sang at her funeral back to sing, and also a couple of local artists. It was a huge success, very emotional, but it was an absolutely lovely night, and the Longsborough Village Hall is a perfect place, and so we raised money for Maytree. The Maytree is a place where if you're in suicidal crisis, it's a place to go. You can stay for 4 to 5 days, and there's someone to talk to. In the third year, we family friends we went on the midnight walk in York, and that was raising money for St. Leonard's Hospice. And then last year, We hired the Village Hall in Holmes Baldermore. I already do Nikki's dance fit and funk. So Nikki said she would take one of the classes, and we raised money for Mind. And our aim was to show people how exercise is fun. It's and for mental health, it has a great benefit. So if we, what we were trying to do was have everybody having that feel-good factor, and as long as they enjoyed themselves while they were there, we'd done our job. Obviously this year, we were going to raise money for TAL, do the same thing with Nikki's dance classes, but with the lockdown, we haven't been able to do it. I just think what Jackie's done with TAL is amazing. She's achieved so much with what she's doing, and I've been on a few of the chats, obviously, when we've been online because of lockdown, and I've spoken a few times, which I would have never done before, and I was so, so nervous. But I did it, and it's good. And there's so many therapists there. So if anybody needs help, they're just there to talk to.
Lockdown has happened, Steph, which has affected everybody. In particular for you, what's it done to you?
Exercise is one of my main coping mechanisms. I joined Pocklington Runners 3 years ago, and that was the best thing I'd ever done. It's not just exercise that you get from them, it's the camaraderie, the support. If you're feeling low, there's always someone to pick you up. And the best runs are the ones that when you go there and you think, I've just not got the energy, I don't feel right. And when you come back to the club and you've done that run, the feeling is fantastic. When lockdown happened, that was all taken away, because then I had to start running solo. I did strength classes at Yappin Village Hall, and that was taken away. My dance classes were taken away. So in 1 week, I lost everything. I lost all my social contact, my family. That hit me hard. And I felt lost. Luckily, Rachel from the Running Hub at Pocklington, she started to do all her classes online. So it helped me move forward. She put together a support and motivation group, which gave me the motivation to run again. Because when I was running solo, I would spend most of the time in tears. I just found it so hard from running with a group.
I know when it comes to losing someone, no matter how you merely come to terms with it, you rarely get over these things. It's just not what we do. 5 years on from losing your sister, how would you rate your feelings now?
If I'm having a low day, I'll use meditation. Meditation was one of the things that I took up. I know that after 10 minutes meditation, it lifts me and it makes me feel so much better. So I can recognise when I'm feeling low or just not having a good day, I know what turns me around. So I'm getting better at coping with it. I'm learning to live around it. It doesn't ever go away. And when you see pictures that you're not expecting to see, that like pop up on Facebook or something like that, that can shock you, and it can send you plummeting down. Because I know what's right for me and what works with me, I can then use those tools to help bring me back around. Even if it's just having a good cry, there's so many different coping mechanisms that you can use, but it's about finding what's right for you. So I'm getting there. I'm getting better. I wouldn't have known I would have been so. I am nervous, but yeah, I'm getting there.
That's progress. Thanks for talking to me, Steph Marshall from Pocklington, for this latest story from Talking About Loss. I'll be back next month with more from us. For more details about this charity and the TAL Community Hub, please visit talkingaboutloss.co.uk. or follow us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Tony Barker. Thank you for listening.